producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Past the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my friends. Let's see, who would I count my friend? I'll count Jennifer as a friend of mine.
Yeah, you better.
Jennifer's a friend of mine. She resembles porcupines. Remember that when you were in the thing? I got nothing for Rich. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio. You know, I was sort of stuck on this story we have posted at DougSteffen.com. A little bit of conversation, but I want to understand this a little bit better. And if people are listening, fine. If they weren't, let me start from scratch here before we get to Nancy Reagan and OJ. You have all probably used your Facebook page, my daughter is, to show your children. It's fun. Most parents are doing it because they're proud. They may even not have pages. There's a whole notebook that's been created around my grandson. So these, you sort of give up your privacy, right? That's why you post them, because you want people to see them.
Right, sure.
But in some places, for example, Pierre, in France, they have passed privacy laws which make it illegal to post photos of a person without their permission, and so a baby can't give you their permission.
Huh.
So the people in this is, who likes, doesn't like to see a potty training picture of this child. But when the children get older, the kids get upset about it. And so there have been stories floating around of how parents have been taken to court by their children.
Oh, boy.
For publishing photos of them when they were younger.
This is so ridiculous. This is the same thing.
Internet law and ethics professors are bringing this to the surface. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
This is the same thing as when you're a kid and, you know, we had the Polaroids. I remember there were several pictures of me standing up naked with sunglasses in the bathtub.
In the pool,
and Mom would put them up in the hallway and everybody would go by and go, oh, boy, look at you. You're so cute.
Let's do Michael Horn.
Yeah, give me a break. You're not going to do that. Come on.
This is the world we live in, and you can imagine the genesis of this is not the children, but the lawyers who see this as a way of cashing in. So this is something the French are looking at it, and it'll, you look at some of the messaging on this. Parents ought to take precautions to ensure that children's photos don't end up in the wrong hands or get turned around by those who would bully children. You know, somebody gets a hold of it. We have this whole thing about bullying, and if people that don't like you get a hold of these pictures that are up on the internet, they can do things that are damaging, and then who's responsible? Well, these lawyers would have you believe that your parents are responsible. Oi.
I just Googled Doug Steffen and then clicked on images to see if there were any pictures of you here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this one you might know. of you on the internet that you might not want there. Because that's probably the basis for this.
Who can I sue?
Let's see. Who can you? I don't know who posted this picture.
Really?
There's a picture of your head on top of a Christmas tree somewhere.
That was Bob K.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah, he put that together.
Yeah.
As a portrait picture.
Nothing embarrassing, though, yet.
Really? Yeah. There's nothing embarrassing by now.
But, I mean, there are bunches and bunches of pictures of you that you wouldn't even know. Here's a picture of you with a cow's butt.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. I spent a lot of time around a cow's butt. Yeah. So, but can you imagine how this could spread? It starts in France, goes throughout Europe, comes to this country. You can't tell me that some lawyer isn't going to read that story and say, oh, let's start this here in America. We'll sue the parents for having pictures of the youngsters.
But that's the whole thing. I mean, when you put in a name, every picture of you that's ever been on the internet could pop up,
sure,
whether you put it there or not. So if your parents put naked pictures of you on Facebook as a cute little baby on a bear rug.
But who cares about naked babies?
I mean, I know. But I'm just saying it's...
And I think in this day and age with child predators, most parents aren't putting up a ton of
pictures. Oh, here's a picture of Charlotte eating out of a bowl.
Oh, my God.
Charlotte Ann. All right. It's, let's keep moving here, Richie.
Okay.
Nancy Reagan passed away, and there are a lot of people who are saying a lot of things about her, most of them nice. The columnist Peggy Noonan was Reagan's speech writer. Most people know that. She writes for the New York Times now. She was interviewed and recalled how Nancy Reagan took care of the president when he got sick.
When the president got sick, about 1994, and then he died about 2005, in that just more than a decade, there was the great responsibility joyously carried out by Nancy to take care of and protect this man whose illness was worsening, you know, fairly going on plateaus and then worsening, as happens with Alzheimer's, and it was difficult, and she was getting older herself, and she did it like a perfect, wonderful, loving friend, and took care of this American president, who to her was a very precious person in every way.
The date was 2004. I'm sure she didn't know that. That's a little distressing. Anyway, some of the comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Lillian writes, all of our first ladies have served our country well, in my opinion. And although I'm not a Republican, it's hard for me to find fault with a woman who just say no, her project aimed at stopping drug use among young people. Love the slogan or hate it. It was directed at children. I don't know any parent from any era who would object to such a mission. Jonathan writes, love them or hate them, Ronald and Nancy had a different compassion than their party does now. I'd take them any day over Cruz, Rubio, and Trump. There's something to be said for that. They had a lot of class, and those guys have none. That's my editorial. That's not that I'm commenting on what was posted. Kimberly writes, politics aside, the love story of these two people was fabulous. We should all be so lucky to love and been loved like these two were. Mary writes, you couldn't help but admire her total devotion to her husband. Her life was caring for him, particularly when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. I'll never forget her describing it as the long goodbye. And that resonates with thousands who are caregivers today. Condolences to her children and all who cared for her. And Natalie writes, a dignified conservative leader who brought substance abuse and Alzheimer's to the forefront while remaining passionately loyal through her life. Rest in peace. Lots of good comments. You want to comment? Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day. 14 past the hour now on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick. Why don't we do a little Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio, drink responsibly.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
17, almost 18 after the hour on the Good Day program. The quote of the day from the auction this weekend, $45,000 was the opening bid for the chair J.K. Rowling sat in while she wrote the Harry Potter books.
I'm auctioning the chair that I sit in the, for the show.
Really?
$50.
How about
really?
$50.
Or the big orange yoga ball that I sit on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go.
We're taking calls right now.
Good for you. 888-302-3684.
Have your credit cards ready.
Uh-huh. O.J. Simpson.
Still not a Jew. Channeling Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, thank you. So the knife, the story that broke over the weekend about the knife that had been found buried in O.J.'s former property.
The investigation was going on.
Yeah, some guy picked it up and gave it to a cop across the street who just kept it for 20 years.
When did it break? Friday?
Yeah, late Friday.
It was actually early because I know I woke up from my nap from this show and I have this breaking news alert on my phone that was buzzing.
Yeah.
And I look at it and it says, knife found in O.J. Simpson case. And I thought, oh my gosh, did I just go back in time? Was that nap that long that I went back to the future? I mean, it was crazy. You'd think the 90s called. They want their news story back.
Here's the reporter Linda Kincaid talking to a forensic scientist named Lawrence Koblinski about what, if anything, comes with this knife.
More than 20 years have passed since this crime. Even if the knife was used, is there any likelihood that there would be any DNA left on it?
Actually, I think there is a possibility. DNA is a very strong, hardy material. We use DNA in looking at mummies. And even older specimens.
Yes.
So the answer is yes, but the problem, of course, is that this particular knife was buried. It was in soil, and soil, one of the components of soil is humic acid. And if that soil was in contact with the blood on the knife, if that was the case, it would have degraded DNA. So it's not clear that even if there was DNA on that knife, whether it could still be detected.
Mm. All right.
Well, that clears everything up.
Yeah, I'm all straightened out there. Writing on our social media, Tim says, I doubt O.J. would hide the murder weapon on his own property. Only an idiot would do that.
Well, you know.
you know what it was? It was...
excuse me.
Who was the guy that lived in the pool house?
Cato.
Yeah, hey, Cato, do something with this for me, would you?
Bobby...
I think I put it in the yard. I'll put it in the yard.
Well, all this stuff is coming up.
Right over here.
The interesting that's coming up now with the popularity of the show on FX.
I know.
O.J. versus the People.
Pretty good, right?
Let's see here. Bobby writes, it's all a publicity stunt for the show. And Will says, O.J. can't be tried again. He could confess on live TV and the authorities could do nothing about it. It's a waste of time. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Oh. Plaintiff non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
On the road again. Ah. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
One of my favorite all-time, not just Willie Nelson songs, but favorite song of all time, Willie Nelson with the Muppets. Hand this over, Julia. Oh, who's that? That's the Grouch? Cookie Monster? This is so much fun. Listen, listen, listen.
They sound pretty good together.
Don't they sound good? He's on a Muppets TV show last week. Come on, Richie, crank it up.
On the road again.
Does that sound like a Muppet? Or a Muppet?
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
We're right behind you with it.
He's lip syncing.
Is he?
No way he's singing this live. He's a Muppet on the Muppets.
Really? Huh.
Pretty
really?
Cool,
are you,
though.
Are you looking? Did you look at the? I did not see the video. I just
the video is him singing it to Miss Piggy, who's in a hospital bed for some reason.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
So that was on all over. A lot of people coming in.
Yeah. Watching the video, you can see the strings on Willie's hands playing the guitar.
Yeah. Really?
And somebody's hand up beside his backside, moving his mouth. Yeah.
So it's a Muppet of Willie Nelson.
No, it's really him.
Oh, it is.
Willie Nelson is a Muppet, just to be clear.
Right.
As opposed to being a puppet. All right. Also on the TV, last week's edition of The Voice, which was on for the first time last week, I think, Jen, wasn't it? The Voice returning last week?
No, it's been on for a while.
Couple weeks, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Blind auditions, Emily Kenner performed Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and every one of the judges turned around at the same time. Listen to this.
Strong.
I just don't. It doesn't do it for me. I mean, she hit everything perfectly.
Listen, turn it up, Richie. Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
I
was the first to hit my button. I don't even have to tell you how awesome I think you are. They do because they're like, oh, my gosh, I wasn't the first.
Oh, please.
Blake was. I'm telling you, I am a super fan of yours.
Thank you.
All of it.
So much.
So, Emily, who do you think is your coach?
Emily, please. Decision I've ever made in my life. Oh my God. I picked Carell.
Okay, yeah. So why would you, Jennifer, you have to school me on this, maybe Richie as well. Why would she, someone like that, have picked Pharrell instead of one of the women, or the only woman who's there now, I guess, is
Christina
Aguilera.
I think because he's got such a good reputation for working with different genres of music, and he's a producer, and people respect that. Plus, he's more nurturing. I think, you know, if you don't go with Blake, you go with Pharrell if you want nurturing. Christina's a little tough, and Adam sometimes can be disconnected.
He's the only real producer there. The rest of them are artists. And obviously very qualified artists, extremely qualified.
Although
but
that
Pharrell,
means that the only one that's put any of their team to work is Blake. Blake takes people from his team all the time and takes them on the road with them.
Does he?
Gets them record deals. Oh, yeah. If I were going on that show, I would pick Blake all the
time.
But
the average contestant know that?
I know that just from watching the show.
Yeah, Blake.
And liking country.
Out of the four seasons or whatever it is, Blake has won three of them.
Okay. All right. Got it. So, anyway, it's pretty exciting. Just listening to that, she gave me goosebumps. Man, does she know how to sing? Another Adele type. Not sounding like Adele,
but some talent on that
strong.
Show.
That's good. 28 past the hour. Speaking of talent, Warren Eckstein is here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, puppies have their behavior problems, and older dogs have theirs. For older dogs, in many cases, it is not that they do not understand the rules, but they may, for many reasons, be unable to follow them. Older dogs may have a decreased ability to cope with changes in routine. Vision or hearing loss may make them more anxious overall, but especially when they're separated from their guardian. Neurological changes may also limit an older dog's ability to adjust to change. Associate your departure with something good. Break up the dog's day. Use it team approach. Anti-anxiety medications may be recommended by your veterinarian in conjunction with good, solid behavior work. You know, it's not unusual for dogs that have been great all their life to change as they get a little bit older. But don't get angry at them. Look at life from their point of view. Does everything around them sound different? Does everything around them smell different? Does everything around them hear different? Give them that little bit of effort and they will be fine for a long time to come. Older dogs do have some certain challenges, but if you're their friend, you'll get them through it. I'll more next time.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better. A commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
There we are, 33 and change past the hour. Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. The passing of Nancy Reagan is on a lot of people's minds. Big stories today are Nancy Reagan dying at the age of 94, the O.J. knife, and the story of politics, the weekend results, if you will. I suppose, the weekend results.
The O.J. knife.
The O.J. knife. What did I say?
Just the O.J. knife. That they found that...
I'm just highlighting it. I'm going to go dig around him. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Hanging around like a construction worker at O.J.'s house.
Well, I suppose as long as we're there, we might as well tell the story quickly. There was a knife found on Friday in Los Angeles. And because Jennifer is our Los Angeles correspondent,
yes, I am.
You can explain what you heard on your...
It's kind of shifted a little bit because originally it was just a knife was found. We know it was given to a police officer and held on to, and now it's just been turned over. Well, there were a lot of questions. The LAPD did a press conference early Friday morning explaining that most likely double jeopardy would be in play if this were to turn out to be something used in the O.J. and Nicole Brown Simpson murder. Ron, of course, we can't forget Ron Goldman. But here's what I've heard happened. There was the people that bought O.J.'s house wanted to knock it down, so they completely gutted it, for lack of a better term.
Wouldn't you?
They knocked it down.
Yeah.
Construction worker was there, finds this knife. There's a movie shoot in the area, and at movie shoots, typically the security comes in the form of either retired police officers or off-duty police officers. The knife was given to an off-duty police officer who has now since retired. That police officer took the knife, and this is his story, gave it to his bosses or the investigators, the former investigators of the O.J. trial, because now the trial has been over and O.J.'s been he got the not guilty verdict. So the investigators on that trial told this police officer, we don't want that. We don't need it. So the police officer kept it for how many years now? I mean, forever. Until he thought, you know, maybe I better say something again. So he said something, turned it over, and that's why they're now testing the DNA. That's his side of the story.
He didn't seem to be interested in turning it over until the TV show went on and all the interest cropped up again in the OJ case.
He mentioned it to another police officer who was upset that he had kept it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He told a higher-up authority, and they demanded that he give up the... Because he wanted to have the knife engraved and framed on his wall in his
basement.
Right,
like a memorabilia.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, because the LAPD has even said this could be a fraudulent story. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see how it all plays out.
What do you think LAPD's going to say?
Right.
I think they're going to say that one of their own kept a key piece of evidence for 18 years on his wall in his basement as a trophy?
About this investigation was that there was a lot of police mishandling evidence. The other issue is that OJ had a ton of friends in the LAPD who they claim could have had something to do with that. He also, at the same time, had a ton of enemies, like the Mark Furman camp, who didn't like OJ because they kept investigating him for domestic violence. So there was a lot of different sides happening in this whole thing.
All right, so
which is
Randy,
shown, by the way, in the TV specials.
Our Facebook friend Randy writes, this is the biggest non-story I've ever heard. Who cares? These murders occurred almost 20 years ago. He was acquitted 21 years ago. Is that right, or is it 18 years ago? Move on. But he's right. Move on. So let's move on to the passing of Nancy Reagan, who at 94 died over the weekend. Lots of tributes to her, about her, from people all over the world, people involved in government, people involved in social circles, if you will. Here's presidential historian Richard Norton Smith, who talked about what Nancy Reagan had been working on for the past 10 years since her husband had died.
The library, I think, was a great source of pride and activity. She was very active from before the library was built. She and the president were both very active in site selection and the building design. And I remember sitting in meetings where exhibits were being considered. And I remember thinking, this woman has a very good eye. She had a remarkable visual sense. She could look at a storyboard, which for a lot of people is a foreign kind of language, and get it immediately what the point of an exhibit was. And anyway, she was very active in the library. She used to come up regularly, do book signings, and I think she stayed pretty active, really almost up until the end. I think she had a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. She wasn't a recluse, and of course she was Mrs. Ronald Reagan. And I think to the day she died, that was what in many ways defined her.
Yep. So lots of memories and thinking back to the era of Reagan. Last night, nobody thinking about Ronald Reagan. It was the Hills and Bernie show live from Flint. It's another debate. Flint, Michigan, the city going through the water crisis, children suffering from lead poisoning. So it was a place for them to chide each other, take shots at the governor, and yada, yada. The polls are open tomorrow for Michigan. What other states? Do you remember, Jennifer, what other states are open doing tomorrow?
There's a bunch tomorrow. I can get the primary schedule out. Yeah.
Let's see here.
The big one is Florida, and that's on the 15th. That's going to be a big one. That'll dump Rubio out of the race if Trump can pull off the win.
Primary caucuses. Cruz went to victory in Kansas and Maine. Donald Trump took Louisiana and Kentucky. Rubio won Puerto Rico. Bernie won Nebraska, Kansas, and Maine. Hillary took Louisiana. So anyway, there's a lot of
March
pressure.
March 8th, so tomorrow's primaries will be Hawaii.
Yeah.
This is why I didn't remember. Hawaii, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi.
Yep. And a psychologist in Washington, Richie, said she's listening to a new source of stress in her patients. People are coming into her office saying they're so troubled by Donald Trump, it's causing anxiety.
No.
Some of her patients have brought up Trump, including one person who talked about being disturbed that that Don could be so divisive and popular at the same time. Doesn't
enough
understand
about
it.
Rance Priebus's
right
physical record.
Yeah, right. Rance Priebus goes to the goes to the shrink.
I got a real problem. It's about yay high and right, orange.
All you got to do is look on Facebook for about 2 minutes before you see any of that.
Yeah, I know it. All right, in a moment, speaking of seeing, we have a television report. Jennifer's got some news from the television world. I have some clips from some of the new TV shows or revivals of TV shows. And what's been, I'm just shocked at the amount of attention everywhere for House of Cards. I mean,
love that
everywhere. Show. Yep, and Jen's got some more news for us. So that's coming up around the corner here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting the hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
45 past the hour now on the Good Day program. This past week, Gotham got another new villain, Richie. I know you and Jennifer think this is a...
love it.
I've watched some of it, but it's getting a little heavy for me.
Yeah, I can't see you enjoying anything about this show. It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, here we go.
It's a good thing you're here. You caught a weird one last night. That's it? No hug, no kiss, no welcome back?
You don't deserve these lips.
Well, I see you finagled yourself a month-long paid vacation besides Captain's pressing me on this case.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
You didn't hear? Last night, some psycho froze a cop to death.
Froze her?
Yeah. I told you it was weird. Come on. Enigma's waiting for us. Frozen.
Huh. So Mr. Freeze shows
Mr.
up.
Mr. Freeze.
I will tell you, Jennifer and I were just talking about this. The best villains on this show.
The best character development, because some of the villains that have a soft side, like, but you can still see how terribly bad they are, like Penguin, like the Riddler. I mean, it's really cool how they develop those characters.
All right. Then on Netflix, Full House debuted. Well, it's actually the reboot called Fuller House.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of critics didn't like the show. Fans, however, seem to love the show. And they've already ordered another season, according to the information Jennifer presented us with. Here's the show theme song, performed by Carly Rae Jepsen, who had a big hit a few years ago, Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
You like this? Call Me Maybe. But the big story from Netflix, the new season of House of Cards. Leading up to it, they released a trailer featuring Kevin Spacey as President Underwood traveling to the Smithsonian, where his official presidential portrait is being unveiled.
I suppose I should be pleased that I'm finally going to be hung in our nation's attic. Of course, if they knew what was in my basement, they wouldn't hang me so close to Lincoln. I'd end up next to Booth instead. Booth wasn't a bad actor, by the way, but unlike most actors, he could actually hit his mark. Oh, what? Too soon?
The music for that show is part of what gets you wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's like good TV shows these days have really good music that brings you around or sort of wraps you into what's going on. 24 is a pretty good example of that, but I think there's some others around. All right, Jen, the View's been renewed for season 20. I guess I could say who cares, but some people find this to be interesting and important.
It surprises me. It keeps going and going and going, like the Energizer Bunny. But, you know, it seems irrelevant, although we've been talking about the show a lot more lately.
We'll be
because
Goldberg
of some of the stupidity
Oscars
on there.
Right, yeah.
Raven Simone leading the pack.
Yeah, all right.
All right, also in some returns, Lady Gaga is going to return for the sixth season of American Horror Story. She is award-winning for that role, and she revealed that she'll be back for the next go-round on FX. Fox gets 16.9 million viewers for the GOP debate. They're still cleaning house with all this election coverage. And we talked a little bit about it on Friday, Dougie, but I thought it would be fun to just kind of go through the list here. ABC has given early renewals to 15 series. They include Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, Quantico, Once Upon a Time, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then, of course, the comedies, Fresh Off the Boat, The Goldbergs, Modern Family, Blackish, The Middle, Dancing with the Stars, The Bachelor, Shark Tank, and America's Funniest Home Videos. There are two shows still out that are very popular. Castle depends on whether or not the stars resign, particularly Nathan Fillion, and Nashville, which can be kind of pricey to make. Also on the bubble, The Muppets, Agent Carter, and Gallivant. So if you're
Muppets
fans of those
didn't
shows,
seem to be doing
keep watching
as well.
Yeah, The Muppets. I don't know what to make of it. I taped it. It's just not very good.
Have you watched this thing, Superstore? They renewed that for a
great
season.
Show.
It's a
why?
Great
what
show.
Is
it? I don't,
it's really funny.
What's the story?
It's a total mockery of like Walmart life.
Really?
If you work in a Walmart or a big box store, and all
you
the love
the ugly dude, ugly, smelly people walking around the store.
They. Everything that you could imagine in a Walmart, they bring into the show.
Really?
It's really
so
funny.
It's really Walmart. But they can't call it Walmart.
Right. It's called Cloud Nine, I think.
Right.
But it's just a cool study. They have interesting characters. It's kind of funny. I'm sure some of the stuff probably rings true with people that watch retail as far as weird customers go and situations. That and Telenovela both got renewals on NBC.
What's Cloud Nine?
That's the store that's supposed to be Walmart.
Oh, so the show is called Superstore, but the
store
show is
Cloud Nine. Right.
Cloud Nine. Okay,
right.
Got it. I see Demi Moore is going back on television, too. Yeah, I didn't realize that she started as an actress in General Hospital.
Oh, yeah. She was the superstar.
Really?
Yes. Definitely.
Huh. What the heck?
Before everything. Many people, I mean, gosh, you look at the history of some of our biggest stars, they go back to soap operas.
What happened, speaking of that, to the lady that was the host of The Biggest Loser? Did she go out? She was on a soap, too.
But yeah, Allison.
Allison.
Oh, gosh. What the heck was her name?
Right. Yeah.
Little Blondie. She was on Days of Our Lives. I think she might be off right now. But, you know, with soap operas, you can go back and forth. And for a lot of time, when she was hosting The Biggest Loser, she was doing both.
Ah, right. Okay. How is The Biggest Loser doing? I never pay much attention to it.
Doing well. They just finished up a season. Yeah. All right. CBS has tapped Gene Roddenberry's son to executive produce Star Trek. So that's kind of a cool thing.
That is
like
cool.
That.
51 After on Good Day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Let's bring in Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program with his weekly report. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for making Neo 40 and Super Beats almost a household word now, and Ken's going to explain why that is in a matter of moments. First, though, there's a report on gray hair. Scientists have found a gene. Is this more of the like the Deepak Chopra thing on DNA and the genome factor, Ken?
Well, this is part of that effort, but this was reported this week in a medical journal, Nature Communications, Doug. We already know several genes are involved in balding and hair color, but the news this week, Doug, is that researchers have pinpointed the first gene linked with gray hair. This is the first time a gene for graying has been identified in humans, as well as other genes influencing hair shape and density. The discovery was made from a genetic analysis of already of more than 6,000 people of mixed ancestry in Latin America.
All right, so you have gray hair, I have gray hair. What does this tell us about, do we know, if you have what in your family? You have good heads of hair. Is it your mother's side that they say predicates what your hair
is going to be? If you personally want to know, the best predictor is your mother's father.
Ah, okay, that's it.
My mother's father needed a lot of barbers late into his latest days.
That's good. Okay, water intake. If you have a little, it goes a long way, apparently, according to this study.
Well, in adding a little more may have even more benefit. This is out of the Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics this week, Doug. Upping the proportion of plain water consumed by just one percentage point reduces the amount of calories, sugar, sodium, and cholesterol ingested. Those who up it by a cup or two see those benefits grow significantly. For example, adding a whole extra glass or two or three of water results in eating as many as 205 fewer calories, 18 fewer grams of sugar, 235 fewer milligrams of sodium, and 21 fewer grams of cholesterol. So you might want to think about adding another glass of water, especially if you're on a high-protein diet. Make sure you get plenty of water.
By the way, did you speaking of water, see some of the pictures that are coming out of Flint, Michigan?
Not pretty.
There's a mother who has been going around after she got what it looks like an MRI or an X-ray of what's going on in her daughter's lungs as a result of drinking this water. Man, this stuff gets around. If this community is affected by this all around in a universal sense, woof. I'm glad I'm not a taxpayer in that city, because there'd be a class action lawsuit like you wouldn't believe, and appropriately so. Here's another problem. Who do we see about this super lice outbreak? There seems to be more of a problem, especially in schools. They're not responding to any kind of way of getting rid of them.
Exactly. This is up in your Massachusetts, California, Florida. It's 25 states. There's an outbreak of so-called super lice. It's 25 states, Doug, forcing parents to deal with a bug that cannot be killed by most over-the-counter medications. As the outbreak has spread, parents are finding medicine that used to easily take care of the problem is now often useless. There's this a new treatment. It's interesting. It's called Air Ali. It's been approved by the FDA and it's been found to be more effective than medication. Heated air is used to dehydrate the lice and the eggs in a single treatment. The treatment costs about $170 and is covered by some insurance, but prevention is still the best medicine. However, kids should be taught to avoid sharing combs, brushes, and hats.
Ah, so gross. I know it was something about lice. It's just gross.
Not pretty.
Ugh. Okay, here's something that is pretty. What the before and afters are of your vital veins and arteries. If you're on to Neo 40 using that product or Super Beats, Ken's going to tell you how it works and why the before and after pictures are so interesting.
Everybody, please get your nitric oxide level tested. It's so easy by just doing the saliva test. And nitric oxide, it was discovered in 1988, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for this because it was such an important discovery. It's the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells carry it. You need these dietary nitrates, which are found in Super Beets, to get a big boost of the nitric oxide when you're working out, or like as a caffeine boost. Instead of a caffeine boost, you can use the dietary nitrates.
All right, here we go. This is how you order all this good stuff from Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.